My name is Joy Casey. I will be a fourth-year teacher of high school English. This is from an excerpt from what will eventually be a collection of stories called Midwest Farmer's Daughters Really Make You Feel All Right. The title is Weeping Joy. We thought it was hilarious. My brother and me? Mom didn't. We were appalled at the injustice of Ashes the cat lounging on the family room chair when Goblin couldn't even come in. But our incomprehension didn't change the fact. It was back to the barn for Gobby. When Gobby was small, he was 150 pounds of creamy Charolais cross. A marginalized beef half-breed made him nonetheless my baby. He would thrust on his gallon-sized bottle so hard he'd knock over my 9-year-old frame. Of course, it's not hard for someone big to plow down someone small. I thought he had been abandoned by his mommy. Truth is, he had been taken away by my dad. But now he was my baby. He slept in the first stall of our weathered gray barn. His days were spent lolling in a green-gold pasture. For entertainment, he would run from us for hours when it was time for his bottle and bed. With gritted teeth and tightened jaw, I would curse him in my mind and love him in my heart. He really was my baby. After blizzards and spring buds, summer marched in through wheat in waves of gold. It was time for fair, my first fair, and I knew I was cute. I pulled up Gobby's neck and poked at his toes, just like a good mommy. I brushed his hair and sprayed his tail. Batting my eyes, I allowed a friendly farmer boy to trim Gobby's belly for me. I don't know where I placed in that competition, but I know it didn't matter. We were headed to the ring. Suddenly, I was not cute. I was a monster lurking in a brutal farm life truth. I couldn't look in the mirror, so I flipped my switch. At the back of my heart, beneath the hopes and dreams, I have an emergency switch. When the status is code red and I'm facing the destruction of my world, I flip the switch. With ferocious efficiency, my tears dry up. The heavy steel walls of my heart collide shut, smashing any tenderness left in the way. I pulled and tugged Goblin's lead rope, latched to his blue-green halter. I couldn't look into his damp brown eyes. Manipulating the buyers with my blue button-up shirt and little pink flowers, tiny white boots, and sweet smile, I was disgusted with my father. After the ring had emptied itself of the animals, my baby and I walked in. Money came flying. Old men were flinging their bids into the air, and I was a 10-year-old prostitute. I turned my head away and locked my heart. A few minutes later, it was over. A weathered gray farmer was there to take my baby. With him, my Gobby would find no home. 2 weeks of grief staining my cheeks, I knelt in shame before the old farmer. My dad assured me the man would take care of him. I scratched and clawed and cried to hold on to this comfort, but I could not deny the truth. I, his second mother, would walk away. My baby was headed to slaughter. with fraying braids plastered to the sweat upon my neck and an indelicate spray of purple feathers atop my head, I was a lost little Indian child mounted by a cowboy hat.